大家好。
Hello, everyone.
Ah, so good to be here, family.
能来到这里真是太棒了。
You know, I know this message is important to the Lord because I got like a wicked attack from the enemy 2 weeks ago.
你知道两个，因为今天的这个信息是这么的重要，到两个礼拜前呢，我被仇敌攻击得很厉害。
Literally, I was so sick, I was coughing blood.
我病到一个不行，我病到咳出血来了。
Like up until last week, I had no voice.
一直到上个礼拜，我都完全没声音。
And in the middle of the night, the enemy actually came and started choking me.
然后到半夜的时候，仇敌甚至到我这里要掐住我。
It was so intense and.Thankfully, my husband, he recognized and he started warfaring for me.
那个仇敌的攻击是那么的猛烈，但感谢主，我的先生很警醒，他开始为我来征战。
Even though technically he's the one who passed on this weird flu virus to me.
虽然其实他是他传染给我的。
But it still was so powerful. He was praying for me through the night. I mean, there was like 4 or 5 nights I couldn't even sleep because I was coughing the whole time.
但是他征战彻夜的赞美还是那么的大有能力，真的连续有4、5天，我晚上一直咳到睡不了觉。
But then finally, at one point, I got to the end of myself.
终于到了一个程度，我终于到了我自己能力的尽头。
I had like no more strength left. I was like, Lord, take me now.
我再也没有力量去抵抗。我说主啊，你来帮我吧。
All of a sudden, Abba Father, he came into the room.
然后突然阿爸父就进到房间里。
And this is just like with my eyes closed, my spiritual eyes open. He wrapped me up like a cocoon in a blanket.
而当我的眼睛闭起来，我灵眼打开的时候，我就看到他这样子包围着我，像我包在一个茧一样。
He asked me, "Are you finished trying to heal yourself?"
他就问我说，你是不你已终于不再打算自己医治自己了吗
？And like all tied, all wrapped in my blanket, I was just like, I'm done.
然后我就整个被包在那个棉被里面，就说啊，对，我不行了。
And he said, "Let my love cover you until I've decided the healing is done."
他就说，让我的爱来遮盖你，让我来决定什么时候完全的医治你。
After that, the warfare broke and my voice returned.
然后从那之后，那个。征战就有一个大的突破，我的声音就回来了。
So all that's to say, me standing here is a testimony of the Lord's healing process. Amen.
所以我想表达的是，我今天站在这里就是神的医治的活的见证。阿门吗？
There is a point at which we have pressed into all of our strength.
就是有的时候我们会一直用我们自己的力量到一个程度。
And all of the pressing is to get us to the place of total surrender.
而呢，我们一切所付出的努力都是要让我们带上一个完全的降服。
I can't do this anymore, Lord.
主，我没有办法再靠自己了。
But God.
但是神。
You can.
你可以。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
That's where faith is able to access the supernatural.
这就是我们如何借着信心能够跨到超自然。
Do you have that kind of faith? Ask your neighbor. Do you have that kind of faith?
问你的隔壁的，你有没有那样的信心啊？
The faith that accesses the yearnings of his heart.
那个信心使我们那么深深渴望触摸他的心。
Do you know he wants to heal you more than you want to heal you?
你知道他想医治你比你想医治你自己更多吗？
Write that in big bold letters wherever you're taking notes. He wants to heal you more than you want to heal you.
不管你在哪里做笔记，把它写得超大，就是他想医治你比你想医治自己更多。
This is not part of my message.
这并不是我今天准备的讲道。
But I just want to say, I'm so glad, I'm so like overjoyed. I got a voice to praise this morning. Hallelujah.
但是我想表达说，今天早上有声音可以大声赞美神，真是太棒了。
And testify to his goodness.
而且真的见证了神的良善。
So the theme of this Pure Conference is, what is it?
那这一次特会的主题是
Extravagant.
倾尽所有。
Extravagance.
倾尽所有。
And if you do the study of the word extravagance in the Bible,
那你如果去查考圣经关于这个倾尽所有，
most of the time you see how you ought to not live.
大部分的时候你看到的都是一个警告。
Don't be like those people who spend their money on things that will turn into dust.
不要像某些人，他们把钱花在会变成尘土上的。
So I got stuck. I was like, I'm seeing all the bad ways of extravagance.
所以我就有点卡住，哎，我想说，哎，怎么我看到的都是负面的表述呢？
Don't live in the lust of the flesh and the ways of this world. Don't waste yourself for nothing.
不要享受在今生的享受，还有今生的钱财，不要浪费你的东西在无定的东西上。
Don't be like the prodigal going after the things that won't satisfy.
不要成为浪子，去追求那些不会满足你的。
So then I asked the Lord,Where does extravagance touch your heart?
我就问神说，主啊，到底有谁的倾尽所有可以这样触摸你的心？
Knowing the word of God, I had this expectation where he would take me.
就是因为我对神的话语很熟悉，我有脑袋里面有一个既定的想法。
I thought, of course, you're going to have me study David.
我就想说，啊，你一定会让我去研读大卫。
Like, of course, the guy who danced so much, his clothes went running, you know?
说当然，你知道那个竭力跳舞，跳到衣服都掉下来。
No one's more extravagant than David.
没有人可以比大卫更竭力了。
Or even like his son, Solomon.
或者像他儿子啊，所罗门啊。
Literally, the walls of the temple that he built for the Lord were made of gold.
你看他所建的那个，为神所建的圣殿，那个墙都是金子。
I mean, it was such extravagant, lavishPouring out of building God's house. I mean, that's gotta be extravagant.
他真的是已经竭尽所有，极尽柔美的要去建造神的圣殿，那一定是倾尽所有了吧。
Or maybe you want me to tell them about the New Jerusalem.
或者是你要让我传讲关于新耶路撒冷的信息。
Like the book of Revelation.
是在启示录里面。
Where literally the most precious things to us on the earth, it's like the road.In heaven.
在新耶路撒冷里面，对我们来说最宝贵的金子，在新耶路撒冷是拿来铺马路的。
If there's anyone more lavish than the Lord,
我相信没有人可以比神更挥霍在我们身上。
It's impossible. You just have to look at the New Jerusalem in Book of Revelation.
那你一定要去好好来研读启示录跟新耶路撒冷。
But I heard the Holy Spirit say.
但我听到圣灵对我说
，Look at the widow.
你要去看那个寡妇。
I was like.Look at the widow.
我就说看那个寡妇。
I mean, it's such a short passage.
那寡妇的经文那么短呢。
And we know very little of her life.
然后我们对她生命其实了解非常少。
But the Lord said, if you want a picture of extravagance, look at the widow.
但是神说，如果你想要明白什么叫倾尽所有，就去看那位寡妇。
So English or Chinese, could you guys read Luke 21, 1 through 4? Go ahead.
所以不管你读中文还是读英文，我们来读路加福音21章1到4节，我们一起来读1、2、3。
Jesus looked upon and saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box, and he saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. And he said, Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all she had to live on.
Amen.
Amen.
When you study the scripture and study about the story of this woman,
如果你研读圣经，然后来读这个故事，
all we have is a context of these four verses.
我们在整本圣经就是只能找到这四节。
To know her story.
这就是她全部的故事。
Widows in the time of Jesus were of the lowest of the low.
在耶稣时期，寡妇的身份地位是低到不能再低了。
Often they were the ones that were taken advantage of.
他们通常是被人家欺负的。
That's why we read about it all throughout scripture from Genesis to Revelation, especially in the book of James, how we ought to treat orphans and widows.
这就是为什么在从创世纪到启示录，尤其是在雅各书里面，神不停地强调我们应该如何对待孤儿跟寡妇。
Because they are the least among people.
因为他们是在众人当中最微小的。
As a widow in Jesus' time, she could not earn her own money.
在耶稣时代，那寡妇他们是没有谋生的方式的。
Being an old widow, especially all that she could do to have a living was to hope that the crumbs that would fall off the plows would be enough to sustain her.
尤其作为一个在那个时代的老寡妇，他们能够期待能够供养自己的，就是在那个打谷的地方，那掉下来的那些碎渣子，他们可以把它捡起来。
It was commanded by Mosaic law. When they would plow the fields, don't take up everything. Leave scraps for the widows and the orphans behind.
这就是为什么在圣经里面有命令说，当你在收成的时候，不要把所有的麦汁都捡走，要让寡妇可以去那里捡。
That was her only way to take care of herself.
那是他们唯一可以养活自己的方式。
Pick up the scraps.
就是去捡那些碎渣。
Now she came into the temple.
而她现在来到圣殿。
In the temple, there's actually many offering boxes.
在圣殿那里其实有很多的奉献箱。
There are actual specific boxes where you have to give your tithe. You're required by the law to give a tenth of your income.
有某些箱子是专门是给十一奉献的，你必须要给出十一奉献。
But the place where Jesus was sitting.
但是耶稣他坐着，他所在看的地方。
The place where him and his disciples were observing.
他和他门徒在观看的地方。
It was the free will offering box.
是他们自愿奉献的那些奉献箱。
Meaning that you've already given your tithe, but you want to give more.
意思就是说呢，在那里捐献人，他们已经给出十一奉献，但他们还想给更多。
Now the religious people of Jesus' time.
那你知道那时候的宗教人士。
They like to make a show of their offering.
他们把他们的奉献当成一个表演。
They're always like, oh, look at this heap of money I'm bringing to the temple.
他说啊，来看啊，我带了这么一大堆钱来到了圣殿。
And there was actually a whole horn that was on top of the temple that when you throw the money in, you would hear the sound.
然后呢，在那个圣殿呢，其实是有一个装置，就是当你把那个钱投下去的时候，其实大家都听得到那个声音的。
So all these religious people were like, look at me, my heaps of money.
所以那些宗教人士就哈，你看我带了一大堆钱。
And it would make a sound like winning, you know, you guys ever play the jackpot thing and you would hear that.
然后的话呢，他们就会让那个钱在投下去的时候就一直发出这样的声音。
I can imagine the priests giving fanfare for every rich person putting in their money.
我可以想象，你知道那些祭司看到那些有钱人投那么一大堆钱的话呢，他们是多么的仰慕那些有钱人呢？
But this widow.
可是这一位寡妇。
This one.
但是这一位。
Jesus saw.
耶稣看见了。
She had two coins.
她有两个小钱。
Those two coins were worth a day's wage.
那两个小钱大概是一天的工资。
And for a poor widow,
而对一个寡穷寡妇来说
that would sustain her.
那是她全部养生的。
It would be the only thing that could sustain her to buy money, to buy food.
那是她唯一可以拿来买食物的东西。
It would be the equivalent for someone like us giving a year of their wages.
那如果换算成我们的话，就等于我们把我们一年的工资全部奉献。
And she brought it to the Lord.
但是他把他带他把他奉献给神。
And she gave it.
而且他给出去。
When I read this passage, I just started weeping.
当我在读这段经文的时候，我就开始哭。
See, Jesus is not, he's not impressed by the big fanfare that we do.
耶稣他并不会去在乎那些他们的一个表演。
He sees our heart.
他在乎的是我们的内心。
Man looks at the outward appearance of things, but the Lord looks to the heart.
世人看的是外表，但耶和华看的是内心。
And when others would have judged what she brought to the Lord as small and meaningless.
当其他人可能会论断说啊，那个寡妇奉献的根本不算什么。
Insignificant compared to the amounts other people were pouring in.
和那些有钱人所投的那么多钱比，根本是微不足道。
Jesus stopped everything and he said.See that woman.
但是耶稣叫所有人都停下来说你看看那位寡妇。
What she gave moved my heart.
她所奉献的深深触动我心。
When we know that he sees us, when we bring our offering,
当我们知道他看见我们给出的奉献的时候
it gives us this joy to want to give more. Amen?
那让我们有这个喜乐会想要让我们给更多。
As I was reading it, the Lord brought me back to when I was in my early 20s.
而当我在读这段经文的时候，神让我想起我在二十出头岁的事。
So my background, I grew up in Jersey.
我是在泽西州所长大的。有谁是东岸来的？东岸来的，耶、yeah!
！It was the best coast. Now I'm on the best coast. No kidding.
哎呀，东岸跟西岸都很棒。
I grew up in Jersey, and at that time in my early 20s, I was doing a lot of ministry.
我在东岸长大，在我二十出头岁的时候，我真的是服事多到不行。
My testimony in a nutshell, the Lord rescued me from suicide, depression, anxiety, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and abuse.
长话短说，神把我从各样的事情，不管是受虐，然后还是贫穷，还是毒，还是那个药瘾，还是酒瘾，各样的成瘾里面都把我解救出来。
By that time I was 10 was the first time I had tried to commit suicide.
而我在十岁的时候是我第一次想要自杀。
Having a very similar background as Chris shared last night, being sexually abused by a family member from the age of 6 all the way until I was 14.
我从六岁到十四岁的时候不断地被我的家庭的一个成员性侵。
So by the time I was 16, I was ready to end my life.
所以在我16岁的时候我已经打算要自杀了。
I wrote a suicide note and I left it for my family to find.
我连遗书都写好了，然后要让我的家人看。
But God.
但是神。
I had a best friend who had just received the Lord.
我有一个很好的朋友，他其实也才刚信主而已。
Who was also abused by her father, but the Lord had healed and redeemed.
他也被他的父亲所虐待，但是神可以救赎他，把他赎回。
And for a year, not telling me, she had prayed and she had fasted for my life because she knew I was suicidal and I was depressed.
而我后来才知道，他在信主之后有一年的时间为了我禁食祷告，因为我想要自杀。
So the day that I was going to commit suicide, she risked our friendship in order to share the gospel with me.
而在我下定决心要自杀的那一天，他再一次冒着被跟我永远绝交的风险，他再次向我传福音。
2 weeks before this encounter, I had told her, if you talk to me about Jesus again, you're out of my life. We're not going to be friends anymore.
在两周之前呢，他尝试跟我传福音，我已经跟他说，你再跟我传一次福音，我们就绝交了，拜拜。
I was so angry. I was so hurt.I just didn't want to hear anything about God.
我太生气，而且我如此的受伤，我不想要听关于神的任何东西了。
But those 2 weeks, she was relentless in praying for my life.
但是在那两周里面，她是那么坚定地为我的生命祷告。
So that day, I had a backpack literally full of every prescription drug in my backpack. I went to school like that.
那一天我去学校的时候，我的书包里面其实装满了所有的处方药。
Because my plan was.I can die if no one can find me. So I found a tree where I was going to die like a dog.
因为我的计划就是我要找一个地方，就是我死掉也不会有人发现，所以我就看到有一棵树，就是我想要在那里面死掉，就像一只狗一样。
But God.
但是神。
As I was getting ready to leave school, I prayed my first prayer I had ever sincerely prayed.
在我要出门去学校之前，我做了我生命中第一次真心的祷告。
I prayed, if you're real, God help me.
我说神啊，如果你是真的，求你救我。
That's when my best friend came up behind me, grabbed a hold of my backpack and said, I don't care what you're going to do. I don't care if this means that you're not going to be my friend anymore. I want to tell you about Jesus.
然后我的朋友就突然现身，然后就这样抓住我的背包，然后就说，我不在乎你今天打算干嘛，我也不在乎你要跟我绝交，但是我要跟你讲耶稣。
She starts telling me about his love, and she would not let me go. She held on to that backpack, and she's like, "You're not going anywhere."
她就这样子抓住我的背包，她也不让我走。她就说，我就是要把这个爱来告诉你。
And then she's like, "You're coming to church with me."
然后说，你今天就是要来跟我来教会。
And she asked me, "Is that okay?"
她说，这样 OK 吗？
And for a miracle of God, I said yes.
然后出于一个神迹，我就居然对她说好。
So since then, my life has never been the same.
从那之后，我的一生从此不一样。
So let's fast forward. So 16, I gave my life radically to the Lord. He met me in a room similar to this. I was in the second row, backpack full of drugs. The love of God hit me. No one touching me, just the presence of God hit me.
所以快转就是16岁的时候，我就到了教会，我就坐在教会第二排。然后的话呢，我背包里面满满都是那个药，但是神的同在就这样触摸到我，然后我就这样子深深被击中。
And I remember crying in that altar for 2 hours.
我就记得我在那个神的坛前这样子的祷告流泪哭了大概两个小时。
And this woman I never even met. She doesn't even know who I am. She comes over and she just holds me.
而有一位姊妹我根本完全不认识，她就跑过来然后就这样子抱着我。
For 2 hours.
这样抱着我两小时。
And then finally, when I had a breath, she said, let me tell you about what just happened.
然后当我终于哭到再回过神来的时候，她就告诉我说，让我来告诉你这份爱是什么。
I gave my life to Jesus that day.
我那一天就把自己的生命献给了耶稣。
And my life has never been the same.
而我人生从此不再一样。
So at 16, I recognize my life I now live is not mine.
所以16岁我就知道我现在如今活着的真的不再是我。
My life would have ended at that tree.
我的生命在16岁的时候理当在那棵树上就结束了。
But where my life ended, his life began.
但是当我的生命到了尽头，他在我里面的生命才开始。
He gave me his life instead.
他给了我他的生命。Amen 吗？
So then I just wanted to follow him. Wherever he was, I was going to go. If there was a conference, like in the middle of Pennsylvania, I was going to drive 6 hours to be there.
所以我只想要跟随他，只要能够遇见耶稣，我去哪里都可以。如果在那个宾州那里有个特会，我可以开六小时就去那边。
If there was a prayer meeting on my campus, I was going to be there.
如果我们学校有一个祷告会，我就会过去。
If there was anyone worshiping anywhere, I was like, Lord, let me be there.
如果有人在哪里在那边公开的敬拜，我说主啊，我也要。
Because this joy on the inside, I just wanted to be with him. Amen.
因为呢，在我里面的喜乐，我就是想要在神的同在里。
And so, it was quite evident from that young age that the Lord had a calling on my life.
所以很明显，所以说神在我里面的那个呼召是从我很小的时候就很明显的。
No one asked me to start testifying on the street, I just started doing it.
没有人叫我要公开的跟人做见证，但是我就是开始做见证。
I would get up in the middle of my high school and I would tell everyone about Jesus.
我会在我读高中的时候，我会突然就站起来，就跟所有人说，传讲耶稣。
To the point where people were annoyed at me, I was like, I don't care, I'm going to tell you about Jesus.
到一个程度，我旁边人都觉得有点烦，但是我不管，我就是要告诉你关于耶稣的事。
Started prayer meetings, and we started seeing revival happening in my high school, then it moved into my college, into my university.
然后我们开始有祷告会，然后在我高中就有一个复兴，然后后来我就去了大学。
So I started doing a lot of ministry.
就开始做好多好多好多的服事。
But then God spoke to me.
但是神就突然对我说。
I was in the middle of one of the busiest times of my life.
那个时候我真的是人生中最忙最忙的时候啊。
I was full-time in seminary.
我在神学院全时间念书。
I was serving full-time as the youth director of a church.
我同时也是一个教会的那个青少年的那个团契领袖。
And in my free time, I was planning a church in New York City.
然后我在纽约市，我还自己在建立另一个教会。
I was 23.
我那时候才23岁。
And so, a lot of ministry, a lot of doing.
所以好多好多的事工，好多的事可以做。
And I thought I was giving the Lord everything. I was so tired. I was sleeping. I don't know if I was sleeping.
我觉得那个就叫做倾尽所有，因为我真的把什么都给出去了，我甚至都不知道我有没有在睡觉。
But then the Lord met me one time. It was in between my classes. I was waiting on the Lord.
但是呢，在一次下课时间，我就在等候神的时候。
He asked me a very simple question. He said, "Mishi, do you love me?"
神就问我一个问题，他就说 ，Mishi， 你爱我吗
？I was like, "Lord, of course." My life is yours.
我说主当然啊，我一生都是你的。
I've spent my life just to love you.
我这一生就是要来爱你。
He said, "Okay, then leave everything behind. Come follow me."
他说好啊，那就撇下一切来跟从我。
I was like, "Are you Satan? Get behind me, Satan!"
我想说，这是撒旦的声音吗？撒旦，你退我后边去吧。
I was like, come on, like I'm doing ministry. We're planning a church. We're doing all these amazing things. I saw my youth group of 20 grow to 500 in the matter of 3 years.
我就说你在开玩笑吗？你看我在做这么多事工，而且每个都这么有果效。我带的那个青少年原本只有二十个人，后来变成500个人呢。
In the middle of revival, we're seeing people in the middle of the streets of New York getting delivered.
我们正在一个复兴的浪潮里面，我看到在世界上就有人在纽约市上就有人被那个被赶鬼。
The day before, I literally saw a woman who had a stroke. Half her body was not working. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit hit her, and she was able to walk out of her wheelchair.
我看到一个女人，她是已经中风，半边瘫痪了，但是圣灵就这样临到她，然后她就可以从轮椅上站起来。
I'm like, Jesus, we're in revival. Why? What do you mean?
我就说，耶稣，我们现在正在复兴的浪潮啊，你在说什么？
And then I heard him say it very, very gently again.
我就听到他很温柔的再次对我说。
He said, "If you love me, come and follow me."
他说，你如果爱我，就撇下一切来跟从我。
And so that week, I was fasting and praying for my life because I was like, "I don't know about this. I'm not sure, Jesus."
所以我那个礼拜我就一直在禁食祷告，因为我真的不知道下一步该怎么办。
Whole lot of crazy things happened, but at the end of that week.
然后后来发生了又有很多奇妙的事情发生但是在那个礼拜的最后
I heard the Holy Spirit say,
我就听到圣灵对我说
Mishi, if you only had me,
我说 Mishi, 如果你只剩下我
Would that be enough for you?
那样子对你够不够呢
You don't have a ministry,
如果你没有任何事工
No one knows your name,
没有人知道你的名字
If all you had was me,
如果你说只剩下的就是我自己
Am I enough for you?
你觉得我对你来说足够吗
That was the moment I was like, okay, yes, Lord. I quit school. I quit my ministry. I said goodbye to my family. Packed two bags and moved to Fremont, California.
我说好，没问题。所以我就去休学了，然后我也把事工都停了，然后我就跟家人道别，打了两包行李，然后就来到了 Fremont 加州。嗯。
Sold everything I had. I had maybe about a month of savings left to be able to live here in California. Not knowing Mama Grace, not knowing foreigner church. The Lord said, "Come to California, and this is where I landed."
我把我所有东西都卖了，所以我剩下的钱大概够我活一个月，然后就搬来这里了。我来搬来这里之前，我完全不知道牧主，完全不知道家牧师，我什么都不知道。
Keep in mind, I did not speak any Chinese then.
大家记得，我那时候半句中文都不会讲。
Now I can 祷告 in 中文。
现在我可以用中文来祷告。
I can 赞美 in 中文。
Now I can pray and praise in Chinese.
But back then, I had like, 你好。
但是那个时候我只会说你好。
And how to order in dim sum.
然后如何去那个点港式点心。
And back then we had prayer meetings every single day, 7 days a week. There were prayer meetings from morning till night.
然后那个时候呢，礼拜一到礼拜天，每天都有祷告会，从早到晚。
And they were all in 中文。
然后全部都是中文的。
And so there's me. I would go to every single meeting because I was like, Lord, I need to know if I made the right decision.
然后我就去每一次那个祷告的时候，想说神啊，我有没有做错决定啊
？I'm like crying. I'm like, yes, Lord, you're enough, but I don't even understand what's going on in the room.
我就一边哭一边说，主，对对对，有你就够，有你就够，但是我完全不知道他们到底在干嘛。
And these sweet.IEs would come and try to translate in their broken English.
然后呢，这礼拜呢，我们然后的话呢，可能有一些小朋友他们会来用他很破的英文来跟我来翻译。阿姨，有一些阿姨会用很破的英文来跟我翻译。
Yeah, it was really, it was so sweet. They loved me so much, but it was very broken.
他们真的很爱我，但是他们的英文真的蛮破的。
Most of what they would say was like, Jesus, love you.
他们就是说耶稣爱你这样子的。
Let's pray.
好，我们来祷告好不好
？That was it.
就是这样。
But then the presence of God would come.
但是神的同在还是可以这样倾倒下来。
And knowing His presence was here was enough.
然后我知道他的同在在这里就足够了。
But then,
但是
in his infinite loving kindness,
因着他对我无尽的爱
I was just doing something ordinary. In between the prayer meetings, I would go to Lee's Sandwiches, I would grab a sandwich.
在祷告会之间我就会去 Lee's Sandwich, 然后我就去买一些三明治。
And I would always, even if I'm just in the car, I would have the prayer room playing on my phone just to listen.
然后即使我在我的车子里面我也是会让那个祷告的声音继续
All of a sudden this is the prayer room in Kansas City and all of a sudden one of the worship leaders started singing this chorus
然后呢当我一边在放在 Kansas 市的那个祷告店的那个音乐的时候突然就有一个他们有一个副歌
He said The song said, "Do you know the way you move me?"
他们就唱说，你知道你如何触动我心吗？
Do you know how you move me with your yes?
你知道你向我回应的 yes 如何触动我心吗？
Your simple act of obedience moves my heart.
你这样子简单的、单纯的顺服，这样子的触动我。
And then he started spontaneously singing.
然后他们就开始自由的敬拜。
He started saying,I saw you when you left your family behind.
然后他们就在唱说，我看到你撇下你的家人。
I saw you when you gave up everything just to follow me.
他说，我看到你放弃一切就只为了跟随我。
I saw it when you left your family behind just to have me.
我看到你撇下你的家人就只为了得着我。
I saw it and it moved me.
我看到了，而且这非常触动我。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
And I knew it wasn't this worship leader singing in the middle of Kansas City. It was the Father singing to my heart.
我知道那个时候对我唱歌的不是那些在 Kansas 市的敬拜者，而是父神在对我唱歌。
My yes in obedience moved his heart.
我的顺服和我的 yes 能够触动了他的心。
I remember sitting in that Lee Sandwich parking lot.Wrecked.
我记得我就坐在那个 Lee Sandwich 那边的停车场，我就在那里看深深的被触动。
Open heavens in that place.
仿佛在那里就是天开了一样。
Because I saw that he saw me.
因为我知道他真的看见我。
I share this whole story because I want you to see he sees you.
我分享这么长的故事，因为我希望你们知道他真的看见你们。
Your little yes.Means the world to his heart.
你每一个回应的我愿意对他来说都很重要。
When you say, I choose not to go on vacation with my family to come to this conference in Fremont.
当你说我选择不和我的家人去度假而是来到这里的特会。
When you choose not to go hang out with your friends to be here in my presence.
当你选择不是去跟朋友在那边玩耍而是来这里在我的同在。
When you wake up an hour earlier just to be with me, I see you.
当你提早一个小时起床只为了要在我的同在里的时候我看到了。
My heart.
而那深深触动我心。
Just like he saw the widow putting in those two coins.
就像他看到那个寡妇投下的两个小钱。
Heart of obedience, that yes, God, I'm willing to give you all of it.
那顺服的心，那全然的我愿意，那我愿意给出我所有的。
It moves the heart of God.
深深触动神的心。
Could you put your hand on your heart?
所以你可不可以把你的手放在心上？
Lord, would you show me right now, Holy Spirit, open up my eyes.
亲爱圣灵，求你向我显明，打开我的眼睛。
To see and to know that you see my weak yes.
主啊，让我知道，让我看见，你看见我每一个软弱的，我愿意。
And it moves your heart.
哎，那深深触动你的心。
It moves your heart.
深深触动你的心。
Who are we that you are mindful of us?
我们算什么？但你竟顾念我们。
Who are we that you would incline your ear to us?
我们算什么？你竟侧耳听我们的声音。
Thank you that you see us.
谢谢你竟这样看见我们。
You see every yes.
你看见我们的每一个我愿意。
And it touches your heart.
而那深深触动你的心。
As I continue to study this woman, the Lord brought me to another woman.
而当我继续在研读这个寡妇的时候，神就让我看到另一个圣经里的女人。
Another story of extravagance that touched his heart.
另一个倾尽所有的故事，那深深触动神的心。
And it's in Luke chapter 8.
那在路加福音第八章。
Verse 43 through 45, can you read it?
43到45节，我们一起来读，一二三。有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在医生手里花尽了她一切养生的，并没有一个能医好她。她来到耶稣背后，摸她的衣裳穗子，血漏立刻就止住了。耶稣说，摸我的是谁？众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说，夫子，众人拥拥挤挤靠紧靠着你。
耶稣说，总有人摸我，因我觉得有能力从我身上出去。那女人知道不能隐藏，就战战兢兢地来俯伏在耶稣脚前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得好了，当着众人都说出来。耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安地去吧。
Amen.
Amen. So this woman with the issue of blood.
所以这个血漏的女人，
If you study scripture, if you understand how significant it was for her to come out to reach after Jesus.
如果你研读经文的话，你就会知道那个女人要到街上去摸耶稣，这是多大的一件事啊。
You would recognize this is an extravagant reach in love after the Lord.
你会知道她这样子去伸手要去抓住耶稣，那是一个多么倾尽所有的爱。
The cultural context, women with the issue of bleeding was ceremonially unclean.
那时候的文化背景，有血漏的女人，她们在礼仪上是不洁的。
Levitical law demanded if a woman, even when we're just having our monthly cycle, for 2 weeks, they had to remain outside the camp.
那律法规定，女人不管是正常的月经还是有血漏，她必须要两个礼拜都要在营外。
It was a week of their period, and several days after, they were ceremonially unclean, meaning that people could not touch you. And you cannot touch people.
他们月经的那一个礼拜，还有刚结束月经的那几天，他们在礼仪上是不洁的，表示说你不能碰别人，别人不能碰你。
So this woman shouldn't be nowhere near where she could touch people.
所以这个女人呢，她根本不应该来到一个她有可能碰到人的地方。
And if you can imagine for a moment, for 12 years,She couldn't touch a person.
所以你要想象一下，她血漏12年，所以12年她都不能碰任何人。
12 years.
是12年哦。
She couldn't have a meal with her family.
她不能和家人一起吃饭。
She couldn't be hugged.
她没有办法被拥抱。
She couldn't even be in the vicinity of a person in case they might accidentally touch her.
她甚至不能够在一个人的旁边，免得有人不小心碰到她
了。And more than that.
而且更甚于此。
She would have to yell, unclean, unclean, unclean.
当她走到外面的时候，她就必须要一直大喊说，不洁净啊，不洁净，不洁净。
To warn people wherever she was walking. Can you imagine?
所以她这样子走到哪里，她这样大喊，才有办法警告人家不要来碰她。
She's on the road and all the time she's just yelling, I'm unclean, I'm unclean.Unclean, you have to stay away from me.
当他在大街上的时候，他就是要一直喊说：“我不洁净，我不洁净，我不洁净，不能靠近我。”
You can sense the desperation in this woman's life.
你能够明白她里面的迫切吗？
Even it says in scripture, she had wasted every ounce of money she had, everything she had.
甚至在圣经里面有说，她已经把她所有一切养生的都花在要医治这个病了。
To be healed.
就只为了得医治。
But every doctor left her worse than she was.
但是医生所做的完全没有让她更好。
Not only was she still unclean, but now she has nothing.
她现在不但是不洁净了，她还一无所有了。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗？
Being in that place.
在那样的处境。
Like, can you picture yourself in her place?
你想象你自己就是像她那样。
How many of us would just give up on life?
我们有多少人就是想要就结束生命
了。How many of us would just be like, I can't even be around people?
我们当然会想说，我甚至不能够在人群当中。
But the courage of this one precious heart.
但是这个她这宝贵的心和她的勇气。
She risked being stoned. She risked everything.Just touch Jesus.
他冒着被众人用石头打死的风险，他也要去碰到耶稣。
Here's the thing: in the moment when she touched Jesus,
而当他碰到耶稣的时候
，there were literally hundreds of people pressing on Jesus.
在耶稣旁边是有上百个人这样子拥挤着他。
Y'all know when we're dancing up here, you don't know who's touching you right now.
所以你知道我们刚刚在前面跳舞的时候，你根本不知道谁不小心碰到你。
Arms flailing, all of us dancing, especially when we start to do that.Get closer thing.
我们手这样子。
You have no idea who just touched the side of your arm.
你知道我们手这样子拥挤的时候，然后尤其我们刚刚挤在前面，你根本不知道谁不小心碰到你的那个手肘，好不好？
But Jesus.
但是耶稣。
Jesus is like no other.
他不像我们。
He sees the reach of your heart.
他看见你向他的心伸出的那只手。
Just one touch of this reach of this heart.
就是他从心里发出的那个触摸。
He stopped everything.
他就停止一切。
He said, who touched me?
他就说谁碰了我，谁摸了我。
And his disciples who always ask the most obvious questions.
然后那些门徒总是问那很显而易见的问题。
Everybody's touching you, Jesus.
耶稣大家都在摸你啊。
Like they, it's great. Like they are always missing it. It helps me feel better about myself.
你知道那些门徒永远都搞错重点。
If the disciples were always missing you, then I feel a little bit better about missing you sometimes, Jesus. Anyways, they're like, everyone's touching you, Jesus.
啊，他们你知道门徒永远都搞错重点，所以有时候我也觉得比较好，但是。
Disregarded what they said, and he said, "No, someone touched me."
但是耶稣没有管门徒他们在讲什么，他就说总有人摸我。
When we reach after the Lord,
当我们这样伸手去触摸耶稣
，when circumstance and situation would make you want to lay down and die,
当所有的环境都只想要让你躺平，然后就死了算了。
When in faith we're still desperate and say, Lord, I know, in faith, I know, nothing else has worked but you.
但是当我们在信心里面，我们就是那样子竭力说，主啊，真的一切都不重要，就是只有你，你值得。
It moves his heart.
那样子深深的触动他的心。
Sometimes I think as Asian people, we're like the harshest judges.
有时候我们觉得像我们亚洲人，我们是真的是很容易论断人。
We're like the biggest judges of ourselves.
我们也很容易，我们很深深的论断自己。
Like we're the biggest critics of ourselves.
我们真的很知道如何批评自己。
Every time I'm with my youth, I'm like, you're amazing, you're so great.
每一次我跟我的青少年说，你真的太棒了，你好棒。
I'm always encouraging them, like, you did so awesome in worship.
我说你这敬拜中做的真的太棒了。
They're always like, nah.
他们说啊，没有啦。
I sang a bad note.
啊，我唱错啦。
I forgot that word.
我忘掉我应该唱的那个词。
Sometimes I'm just like, I want to shake you.
然后我想说，啊，我只想要摇醒你啊。
We get so stuck in judgmental thoughts on ourselves.
我们总是一直因为我们自我论断而卡住。
That it blocks us from seeing how he sees us.
但是呢，真的很拦住我们看见神怎么看我们。
Just like the widow who had only two mites, we think what I have to give to the Lord, it's too small.
就像寡妇她的那两个小钱，我们可能会想说啊，我能够给神的只有那么一点。
We have to be like this woman.
但是我们必须像这位女人一样。
We have to stop judging what we have to give and know whom we get to touch.
我们必须不再去想说我能够给出的有多少，而是要去想说我们要触摸的是谁。
My songs get to touch his heart.
我的歌声可以触摸到他的心。
My cries move his heart.
我的呼求这样子触动他的心。
When that revelation hits your heart,
当你真的有了这样的启示，
that's when an army is going to rise up.
那就是神的大军要兴起的时候， Amen 吗？
When you know that your reach moves him,
当你知道你向他伸出手的时候，他多么的感动。
It gives me faith to move mountains. Amen.
那让我甚至有信心可以去挪开大山。
That's the mustard seed faith he's talking about.
那就是他所说的芥菜种的信心。
I might be one small little Filipina girl.
我可能只是一个小小的菲律宾来的一个女孩。
But my reach in the Lord will move cancer.
但是我向神所伸出的那只手可以把癌症都赶走。
My reach in the Lord will bring awakening to a generation.
我向神伸出的手可以让一整个世代被唤醒。
My reach in the Lord will see revival for my generation.
我向神伸出的手可以让我看见这世代的复兴，阿们吗？
You gotta tell your neighbor, you gotta stop judging yourself to be too small.
你必须告诉你隔壁的说，你不要再论断说你太微小。
You are not small to the Lord.
你在神眼中一点都不微小。
Your yes,
你的每一个我愿意
could bring about healing and revival like the world is groaning for.
可以带下医治，带下复兴，带下那受造之物都在切望的。
And it's not about doing a lot of ministry.
而那不是关乎你做了多少事工。
It's about obedience.
而是在乎你顺服多少。
It's about obedience.
在乎你顺服多少。
It won't make sense to your logical mind.
有时候甚至超越你的理性。
What he'll ask of you to do won't make sense.
有时候他要你做的超过你的理性。
I remember the story I heard from Heidi Baker.
我记得我听过 Heidi Baker 的一个故事。
I got to drive her around the Bay Area. I don't know how I got to be in the car with her, but I was like, Jesus, thank you. I don't know how I'm in the seats, but Lord, what do I ask this woman?
我有一次有这个机会可以开车载她在湾区这样逛，然后我不知道为什么我有这个机会，但我就会问神说，神，我要问什么呢？
What I discovered is like, she's just like you and me.
然后我就发现她其实就跟你我差不多。
She just turned to me and she's like, I don't know why, like, Jesus just has me roll around on the ground all the time.
她就转向我就说啊，我不知道为什么神总是让我好像在地上这样打滚。
She's like, people don't know this about me, but I have a PhD from Oxford.
她说神不知道我这个过去，但是我有 Oxford 的牛津大学的一个博士。
She has a doctorate in theology from Oxford.
她是牛津大学的神学博士。
She has one of the most brilliant theological minds.
她有那么大的一个神学知识。
But she's like, every time I go to preach, I just start crying.
可是我每次去讲道的时候，我就开始哭啊。
I'm either crying or I'm laughing. I don't understand it.
我要么就是在哭，要么就是在大笑，我不知道怎么一回事。
But I've resolved one thing.
当然是我后来明白。
What he wants to do is so much better.
他想要做的是比我想做的更好。
So I'm gonna obey.
所以我就顺服就好。
She was telling me the story about when she was in Toronto during the Toronto revival.
她跟我说她在多伦多大复兴的时候，她人就在多伦多。
Where's our Canadian fam?
谁是从加拿大来的？
Yo, revival's coming again.
复兴要再来一次。
So Toronto revival, there was a huge outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以多伦多大复兴的时候，有一个很大圣灵的浇灌。
She was so drained out of all the ministry.
在那个时候，她因着各样的侍奉，她是那么的枯竭。
The Lord had called her and her husband Roland to the poorest of the poor in Mozambique.
神就叫她跟她先生到莫桑比克一个最贫穷的地方。
And they had literally given everything to loving these people.
然后他们真的就是给出一切，就是去爱那边的人。
She was burnt out. She got to the end of herself.
她那个时候真的是完全的枯干了，已经到她的尽头。
She had seen so much suffering.
他看到了这么多的痛苦，
so much brokenness.
这么多的破碎。
She's just like, Lord, I'm just tired.
他说：“主啊，我真的累到不行了。”
So that's where she was in Toronto.
所以他就去了多伦多。
And the presence of the Lord was so thick.
而神的同在是那么的强烈。
They would just worship for hours.
他们就是这样子不停的敬拜。
Couldn't interrupt.
你完全没有办法打断。
And people were manifesting in every kind of way with the Holy Ghost.
然后因着圣灵的有各样的彰显。
And she said at one of the meetings, there was this guy, out of nowhere, in the middle of the meeting, he starts crowing like a rooster.
然后在其中一场呢，突然就有一个弟兄，他就像公鸡那样在叫。
Can you imagine they're praying, they're worshiping, and out of nowhere, someone's like, ka ka!
你能够想象吗？大家都在那边敬拜祷告，然后突然有一个人就在ka ka!
It's a little weird.
就是有点奇怪。
But he did it.
但是他还是做了。
Not once.
而且不是几次哦。
He did it three times.
他做了三次。
Three times he like, ka ka! Like really loud.
三次他就像公鸡叫这样子, ka ka! 叫了三次。
And a burst of joy would start to fill the room. Everyone would get filled with laughter and things like that.
然后突然喜乐灵就这样子浇灌，然后所有人都在大笑。
And this whole time, like Heidi was just like,These are weird people.
然后在那过程中 ，Heidi 她就觉得说
，She was judging what God was doing in the room. She's like, "This is just weird."
在那过程中，她就觉得啊，这群人真是怪透了。然后就是一直在论断神的工作。
But then a man came up. They were having testimony. A man came up.
但是接下来在做见证的时候，有一个男的就上来。
He said, "I don't know how I got into the room."
他说我不知道我是怎么来到这里的。
I don't even know what this meeting is going on. I don't know anything about Jesus.
我甚至不知道耶稣，我也不知道你们在干嘛。
But I had decided I was going to go kill myself down the road.
但是我原本是打算就在那个街口就要这样子自杀了。
And just to like mess with God, I told God, if you're real,Crow three times. Have somebody crow three times, and then I won't kill myself.
所以我就只是想说啊，我就跟神开玩笑好了。神啊，如果你让一个人像公鸡叫三次，我就不会自杀。
Then the Holy Spirit hit the room. Everyone started weeping. And this man got filled with the Holy Spirit and just the joy of the Lord filled the house. And then Heidi ended up face plant to the ground. The presence was so thick.
结果圣灵就这样子大大的倾倒，所有人都在哭泣，大家都被圣灵充满，然后又被喜乐灵充满，然后他也得着耶稣，然后海底的话他是这样子扑倒在地，被神的同在这样子压着。
The presence was so heavy on her, it took, like she's a tiny woman, it took like 5-6 grown men to carry her out of the room. Like they closed down the room for the day, and she was still face down on the ground in the altar.Repenting, because she was like, Lord, forgive me for the way I've judged the way that you move.
她其实蛮小一只的，但是神的同在那样子厚重的压在她身上，她就这样子在那里不停的悔改，说主啊，真的赦免我这样子论断你的工作，到一个程度，那个祷告殿都关了，然后还要好几个男的这样子抬起她才可以把她抬出去。
It took six grown men to carry this tiny woman, like weighing no more than 110 pounds.
需要六个大男人才有办法把一个小小的一个女孩这样子。的一个女人这样子搬出去。
And it was several days that they were continuing the Toronto revival. It lasted for a couple of weeks. And so they would carry her back in. And she would just be like, oh, like groaning and moaning and groaning and moaning.
然后连着好几天，他们那个多伦多复兴持续好几个礼拜。然后所以隔天的又会有人把她这样子抬进来，然后她又继续跪在那边，然后不停的在那边呼求呼求。
And she said, the Lord delivered me from that religious spirit.
然后他就说神在那一次彻底的把他从宗教的灵所解放。
She said to me, from that day until now, I don't ever question how he wants to move in a room.
他说从那之后到如今我完全不敢论断他想要做任何的事。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
So if he wants to have you dancing and rolling on the ground, you dance and roll on the ground. Amen.
所以如果神要你跳舞甚至在地上打滚你就照做就对了。
Whatever it takes for his presence to come.We want him more than anything else.
不管我们需要用什么方式来迎接他的同在，我们就是只在乎他要来。
He's looking for ones like this widow and this woman with the issue of bleeding who will reach for his heart.
他在寻找像那位寡妇，还有像这位血漏的妇人一样，会愿意付上一切的代价，就是我要触摸他的心。
No matter the cost and no matter what it would look like, that they know it's worth it.
不顾代价，甚至也不在乎他在旁人眼中看起来是怎么样，他们就是愿意去这样子去接触神。
I wonder if there's people in the room that knows it's worth it.
我不知道你们当中是不是也同样知道是那么的值得。
The last woman, and I want you guys to be able to have some time in a small group. You guys can read about her.
那最后一个女人的话，我希望你们可以在小组的时候来研读。
The Lord said, "Look at this woman."Who demonstrated extravagance. And it was in John chapter 4. It's the woman at the well.
神说在约翰福音第四章井边的那个妇人，她也是那样彰显出一个倾尽所有的爱。
I want you guys to read it together on your own. John chapter 4, verse 3 to 30. Read it in your small group together later.
我希望你们待会在小组中你们自己来读约翰福音四章三章到三十节。
But I'll just give you a synopsis about her.
但是我会给你们一个简短摘要。
She was at Jacob's well.
她是在雅各井。
Do you know where she met Jesus was not a chance nor accident?
那你知道耶稣在那里会与她相遇并不是一个巧合。
Jesus was on his way to Judea.
耶稣是要
But where he was, there was actually two routes that he could take.
耶稣原本是要耶稣是正打算要去犹大地，但是从他那里到犹大地其实是有两条路。
There's one route that's actually much easier. It would follow the river and it's a flat way.
有一条路是沿着河边的，那其实是很好走，而且也很平。
But for him to go all the way through Samaria, he would have to climb. It's mountainous.
但是他为了要路过撒玛利亚，他必须要走山路。
It's a difficult road.
是蛮难走的。
But he chose to take the most painful road to meet her there.
但是他选择走那难走的路，只为了要去遇见那个女人。
You know that well.Jacob's well.
你知道那雅各井
Where they met.
那就是他们相遇的地方。
That was the well, that was the place where Jacob met Rachel.
那个雅各井就是雅各跟拉结相遇的地方。
And he gave 7 years of his life to labor just to have his beloved bride.
而且雅各呢，他付出了七年的光阴，就只为了要得着拉结。
And we all know he got tricked. The trickster got tricked, and he spent another 7 years just to have this beautiful bride.
然后我们知道他被骗了嘛，所以他后来又在做了七年才得到。
When I was studying the word, that's why I encourage you guys to go deep in the word. When I realized that's where Jesus met this Samaritan woman, the significance hit me.
而当我研读圣经的时候，我明白说啊，这两件事情是发生在同一个地方的时候，那是这么的重要。
Jesus chose to take the narrow road to meet a woman who was unworthy and unloved and ostracized by her own community.
神耶稣选择去走那很艰难的路去，为了要去见这一个被大家所弃绝，一个人家觉得不配得的一个女人。
To demonstrate his extravagant love, I come all this way just to find you.
就是为了要显明出来说我愿意付上这么大的代价就是只为了遇见你。
I have all the people, why the Samaritan woman?
而且你看那边那么多人啊，为什么就是这个撒玛利亚妇人呢？
Because he saw the thirst on the inside.
因为他看见里面他里面的干渴。
When other people saw her, they saw her past.
当其他人看到他的时候只有看到他的过往。
All her husbands of the past, all her mistakes and her failures.
看到她过去那么多人的丈夫，所有的过错。
But what Jesus sees, he sees differently.
但是当耶稣看的时候，他是用不一样的眼光。
He chooses the weak, the broken, the ones that people would dismiss to confound the wise.
他拣选那软弱愚拙的，为了要让那聪明的羞愧。
Read 1 Corinthians.
你去看哥林多前书。
It will tell you. Can we read it?
他会告诉你，我们可以来读。
Do you have it for me? 1 Corinthians 1:27-31. Let's read it.
哥林多前书一章27-31节，我们来读。
But God chose what is foolish in the world. Read out loud.
To shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption.Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.
Who do we boast in?
我们是指着什么夸口呢?
We boast in the Lord who chooses the weak, the broken, the shameful things. Why? Because he is most glorified.
我们只能指着主夸口，为什么神拣选到世上愚拙卑贱被人厌恶的呢？为的就是因为这样子只有他才得着荣耀。
If you ever had the thought, show of hands, if you ever had the thought, the Lord could never use me.
你有如果你曾经有这样想说神永远没有办法使用我的话，请你举手。
Literally raise your hand.
就是请你举手。
Lord could never use me. I'm too small, I'm too weak, I'm too broken.
如果你觉得我太软弱太破碎了太多过往了，我没有办法被神使用。
Even the way you're holding your hand tells me something. Most of you are like this.
就连你现在举手的方式都有一些信息，有些人是这样子举的。
That is exactly what qualifies you to be used by the Lord.
但是呢，你的回应就是你的那些软弱，正是让神可以使用你的原因。
The Lord didn't look for disciples amongst the religious leaders who knew the scripture in and out.
神并没有从那些宗教领袖里面去拣选任何一个门徒。
He didn't look for generals among those who were skilled warriors or those who were learned and knew all the things of the world.
他没有去找那些大将军啊，骁勇善战的啊，或者是蛮有世上知识的人。
He chose teenage fishers of fish.
他找的是一群青少年渔夫啊。
Teenagers.
只是青少年而已。
Any teenagers in the room?
我们这里有谁是青少年啊?
The Lord has chosen you.
神就拣选你们。
Those who had no skills.
没有任何的技能。
No ability to speak in front of people.
我也不知道如何在大众面前讲话。
He chose these ones to change the world.
但是神拣选这些人要来改变世界。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
So no longer will you look at yourself so small.
所以不要再自以为微小。
The Lord chooses the narrow path to meet you.
神拣选那个窄路只为了遇见你。
Maybe this is the well.
也许这就是那个雅各
经。The well of encounter.
这就是那个相遇的经。
The Lord sees the thirstiness in your heart. You want something real.
神看见你心里的饥渴，他看见你想要真实的。
He says, "Come to me, you thirsty ones. I will satisfy."
他说，凡口渴的都可以到我这里来，我会来满足你。
I will satisfy.
我可以满足你。
He's calling forth an army of thirsty ones.
他正在呼召一个。一个渴慕的大军
who no longer judge themselves for being so small,
他们不再自我论断说自己太微小
but knows whose heart we're able to touch and move.
但是他们专注的是我们可以 触动谁的心
Worship is already ready. Look, they're ready. Yes.
敬拜团都准备好了
Come on, guys.
来吧
I'm done. We're ready. Are you guys ready to respond?
你们大家准备好回应了吗
Let's come to the well. Amen.
一起来到井边
Maybe you're like that widow. You feel like what you have to offer God is so small.
也许你就像那个寡妇一样，你觉得你可以献上的太小了。
He sees it and it moves him.
但他看见。
You need to know how much what your yes means to him.
但他真的看见，那深深触动他。你必须明白你的每一个我愿意对他多么宝贵。
You need to see how your reach touches his heart.
你必须看见你每一次向他伸出手，多么触动他心。
Maybe like the woman at the well, you felt judged. You feel so small. You feel like you have a past.
因为像井边的女人，你觉得自己被论断，你有很多的过往。
But I believe today the Lord is going to birth revivalists.
但是我知道神今天要伸出复兴家来。
Come on up, if that's you, come to the front.
来吧，如果是你的话，就来到前面来。
Let's just start responding. Say yes, Lord, I give you my yes.
我们就开始来向神欢迎，说主，我愿意，主，我愿意，这就是我所有的。
Here's my little bit. I choose to offer it all to you.
我所有的，我全部奉献给你，我所有我有的。
I want to reach for your heart.
我要触摸到你的心。
Don't wait for someone. Just start responding.
不需要等谁，你就开始来回应，开始来对神说。他看见你的回应，他看见你向。他伸出手，主啊，主啊，我所有所有的都是你的。
This little bit I give to you,
这一切我所有的我都献给你，主啊，大大使用你，主啊，使用为着你的荣耀来使用我，主啊，不管你打算怎样来使用我，主啊，不管你打算怎样用我，主啊，我向你说
yes，
我说我愿意，继续向他说我愿意，不要管，不用在乎，不要管旁边的人，闭上你的眼睛，
说
耶稣，我向你伸出手，主啊，我伸出向你的心伸出手。主啊，不再让任何的限制来局限我了。耶稣。
I know many of you in the room. You felt so worthless, so insignificant.
我知道你们很多人觉得自己不配，太微小了。主，你不可能用像我这样的人啊。
I just see Abba Father reaching.
但我看阿爸父在巷子里面伸出手
said, you move my heart.
他说你触动了我的心
you move my heart.
你触动了我的心
you are enough.
你是足够的
Because I am enough.
因为我是足够的
you are enough.
你是足够的
Because I am enough.
因为我是足够的
I called you by name.
我是按名呼召你的
I believe curses are going to be broken off of you.
我相信今天咒诅要从我们身上断开。
Every lie of feeling not good enough is being broken off of you.
任何那些觉得我不够的那些谎言要断开来。
The Lord delights in your yes.
神因着你的我愿意深深喜悦。
He delights in the reach of your heart.
他喜悦你向他伸出手。
Exactly how I feel, and I can't begin to tell you what your love has meant. I'm lost for words. Is there a way to show the passion in my heart? Can I express?Truly great, I think you are my dearest friend. Lord, this is my desire. pour my love on you like oil upon your feet, like wine for you to drink, like water from my heart. I'll pour my love on you. If praise is like perfume, I'll lavish mine on you until every drop is gone. And I'll pour my love, sing it again, like oil upon your feet, like wine for you to drink, like water from my heart. I'll pour my love on you. If praise is like perfume, I'll lavish mine on you until every drop is gone. And I'll pour my love on you.
Yeah. Yeah. 超越我所能想象，永远愿意。如何向你表达我对你热情？是否可以描述你如此美好，心明亮又？主，这是我所求，将爱向你倾倒，我爱如同膏油，如醇酒给你，如心中的泉水，我倾倒我的爱，如果在你我愿挥霍于你，直到每滴耗尽。我愿倾倒，做你我膏油，如醇酒给你，如心中的泉水。
Like water from my
Before we go back into the song again,
我们再继续回到唱歌之前。
I just feel like some of us in this room, you've been giving your all to the Lord.
我就感觉到在这里有一些人，你给好像也给出了所有。
These past few days, you've been pouring out your all.
在过去这几天，你已经倾尽你所有了。
But you still haven't gotten that breakthrough that you want.
但是你好像还没有得着你渴望的突破。
You hear Mishi's testimony, you hear my testimony.
你听到 Mishi 的见证，我的见证。
You see the breakthrough of the people next to you.
你看到你身边的人好多的突破。
And you're wondering God.God, what about me?
你就会想说主啊，那我呢？
Everyone else is getting breakthrough except me.
好像每个人都有突破，但我还没有。
Do you see where I'm at?
主啊，你有看到我吗？
I want to speak to you guys.
我想要对你们说。
The Lord sees.
神看见了。
The Lord sees.
神看见了。
The Lord sees.
神看见了。
The, your all might not be a lot in your eyes.
也许你觉得没有在你眼中没有那么多。
It feels so weak.
你觉得那对你来说那么软弱。
But I feel like the Lord just wants to tell you.
但是神想要对你说
I see your heart.
我看到你的心
Your weak love for me is not fake.
你向我软弱的爱不是假的
Your weak love for me is real.
你向我软弱的爱也是真实的
I call your weak love real in my eyes.
在我眼中你那软弱的爱是如此的真实
I see you.
我看见了
I see how you're trying to give yourself to me.
我看见你如何试着倾尽你一切
Don't criticize your love.
不要再自我批评
Receive even in your weak love.
即使在你软弱的爱中你要持续的领受
that I call it real.
我说那是真的
that I see your weak love is real love.
我看见你软弱的爱是如此真实
as we go back into this song,
在我们继续进到敬拜里面 我觉得有一些人
you're wanting that breakthrough.
你渴望得着那突破
I pray that this would be your moment.
我祷告今天这就是你的时刻
that God sees your weak love as real love to him.
神看到你那软弱的爱如此真实
if that's you, you still feel like you haven't gotten the breakthrough.
如果那是你觉得你还没有得着突破
You haven't gotten those encounters that everyone else is getting except for you.
你还没有得着那个深深的与神相遇的机会
I just want you to lift your hand up before the Lord.
我想要你向神举起你的手
I just want you to say together with me, say Jesus.
想要我一起说耶稣
You see me.
耶稣你看见我
You see my weak love.
你看见我软弱的爱
You see I'm giving you my all.
你看见我已经倾尽所有
You see that I'm pouring out everything I have.
你看见我给出我所有能给的
My weak love is real to you.
我软弱的爱在你眼中
My weak love is real to you.
我软弱的爱对你来说是真实的。
My two minds is real love to you.
我两个小钱对你来说是真实的。
You see that it's all I have.
你看见这是我所有的。
And you love it.
而且你如此的爱。
You love me.
你如此喜爱我。
You love me.
你如此爱我。
You love my weak love.
你爱我的软弱的爱。
You see that it's all I have.
你看到那是我所有所有的。主我在这里。
Here I am.
主我在这里。
Here I am.
主我在这里。
Come on, tell it to the Lord.
继续向神来说
祈祷，
这主我们降服
Lord we surrender
主我们降服
All of our comparison
我们心里所有的比较
We surrender
主我们降服
Lord every feeling of insignificance
主啊任何觉得自己太微小
But we surrender
主我们降服
Lord we trust Lord what you're singing over us
主我们相信你们向我所唱你向我所唱的
And my weak yes And my weak love It moves your heart
我软弱的爱我软弱的我愿意也如此的触动你
I let go of all my insecurities
我放下我所有的不安全感
I let go of all the smallness in my mind
我放下我所有的自以为微小的
But thank you Jesus
主谢谢你
Here is my yes
这里是 我的我愿意
Here is my weak love
我这是我的爱
Use meme for your glory
主啊为着你的荣耀来使用我为着你的荣耀来使用我
use me for your glory
为着你的荣耀来使用我
no matter what it would look like
主啊
I say
不管看起来如何我向你说我愿意
if this is your cry just tell him
如果这是你的呼求就自己来向他说主我向你倾尽所有我全部献给你
every judgment in my own thoughts
我所有的自我论断
even the judgment I've held against myself
我所有向人还向自己的论断主啊我都降服给你
Jesus, you see.
是的，耶稣，你看见了。
You see my small love.
是的，主，你看见我微小的爱。
This is all I have.
这是我全所有。
You see my weak love.
是的，主，你看见我软弱的爱。
You call it real.
你说那是真实的。
This be your heart cry.
让它成为你心里的呼喊
Jesus, I give you all that I am. I give it to you.
耶稣，我给你我的全所有，我完全献给你
No matter how small it may be, thank you, Lord.
不管它看起来有多小，主，我谢谢你
That my weak yes it moves your heart.
主啊，我软弱的，我愿意也如此触动你心
My weak yes it moves heaven and earth.
我软弱。也是这样子的触动天地
You're moved by my love
主啊你被我深深触动
So I pour it out every drop
主啊所以我毫无保留的倾倒于你
I pour it out every drop
我完全倾倒于你
Cause Jesus you're worth it
主啊因为耶稣你是如此配的
Jesus,
因为你配的
Jesus you're worth it
耶稣你配的我全所有
Beautiful
on all flesh.
神说他要将他的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
His sons and daughters will prophesy.
他的儿女要说预言。
So I just believe in this room. There's so many, and I know you're hungry to receive a prophetic word.
所以我相信，我知道今天有很多人那么渴望领受到预言。
But how many of you know as you pour out, the Lord always returns 30, 60, 100 fold?
但是你们有谁知道，当你倾尽所有的时候，神总是以30倍、60倍、100倍的加还给你。
So you guys are our prophetic ministry team.
所以如果你们是在先知性预言服事的，
I want you to move as Holy Spirit leads you to go and prophesy over someone.
我想要你照着神圣灵所引导的向人发预言。
Just go find another one in this room.
就是去找这个房间里面的另一个人。
Start speaking the truth of how God feels about them.
向他说神是怎么样看他的。
No more, no less. Go.
没有 不多不少，就是这样去做。
Just pray and prophesy those around you. Go on.
就照着神所给你的，向你旁边的来祷告发预言。
Don't wait until you have a word. Just let the word flow out of you.
不要等到你有领受到话了才给出去，就是照着圣灵的来说。
So many times as I've operated in the prophetic, I won't receive anything until I step out in faith.
许多时候当我在发预言的时候，我在我伸出手来祷告之前，我一句话都没有。
Peter had to get out of the boat to walk on water.
彼得必须要先从船上踏出去，必须先踏在水面上。
And though he didn't get it perfect, he was the only one that got to walk on water.
虽然他没有做得很完美，但是他是唯一有走在水面上
的。So don't wait until you have everything. Just go as the Holy Spirit leads and highlights somebody else in the room.
So
just start praying and prophesy over them.
所以不要等到圣灵给你一个完整的话，你就是现在就去祷告，圣灵会给你的。
That the Lord sees them.
The Lord sees their yes. 神怎么样看见他们？看见他们的 yes.
It touches the Lord's heart. Go on, move.
是神是怎样因此深深被触动？
无保留的献给你。
You're doing it right now. You're judging yourself. I'm not a prophetic person. I'm not as prophetic as blah blah blah. Stop.
如果你现在还在自我论断说啊，我不是没有先知性恩赐啦，我不知道怎么做，那你就现在可以停了。
He's not looking for the professional. He's not looking for the qualified.
他不是在找那个够资格的，他不是在找专业的。
He's looking for a yes.
他在找有愿意的心的人。
So even if the words that you receive is the Lord loves you.
所以即使你只是领受说耶稣很爱你，神看见你。
To speak that over someone else.
就是照着你所领受的说出来。
Go on.
只是去吧。
Be bold.
要勇敢。
真美丽，真配得，真美丽，真配得，真美丽，耶稣，你真美丽，你真配得，你真美丽，你真配得，你真美丽。真美丽，配得配得，我配得就配你。真美丽，真配得，真美丽，真配得，真美丽。You're worth it all. Beautiful, worth it all. Beautiful, beautiful. I surrender today. Worth it all. Beautiful, worth it all.Oh, curtain again, break back against you and breathe. Feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I'm melting, Lord, it's overwhelming. Love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I'm melting, so overwhelming. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe.
From the cup in your hand, lay back against you. His love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, so
drop is gone. I'll pour my love.
praises like perfume. I lavish mine on you till every drop is gone. I pour my love on your feet. I want for you to drink that water from my heart. I pour my love on you. If praise is like with you, lavish mine on you till every drop is gone. I pour my love. I who told you, you 春秋给你
But he says, I call you to come. But when you come, it's my glory that changes you. My glory will transform you. Just come. The burden is lifting. The burden is lifting.
重担已挪去.
The burden is lifting.
重担已挪去.
At his feet.
在他脚前.
The burden is lifting.
重担已挪去.
The burden is lifting.
重担已挪去.
The burden is lifting.
重担已挪去.
At his feet. The burden is lifting.
重担已挪去.
The burden is lifting.
重担已挪去.
The burden is lifting.
重担已挪去.
Lord chooses the weak and broken things.
拣选那软弱破碎的.
Because he's so much more glorified.
因为他在那当中可以得着完全的荣耀.
In the unqualified.
在人看为不够格的.
In the weak things.
在人看为软弱的.
In the things that have been looked over and looked past.
那些人所忽略的无视的.
He's the God who sees.
他却是那看见的神.
He's the God who sees.
神他都看见.
Just like he saw David in the field.
就像他在旷野就看见大卫.
Just as he saw the widow in the temple.
就像他在圣殿中看见那个寡.
Just as he saw the woman at the well.
就像他看见井边的妇人.
The Lord sees your yes.
神看见你的每一个愿我愿意.
You know, in revivals in the past, there would always be one anointed vessel that would be laying hands on people. There would be one person prophesying and releasing anointing. But I believe what it says in scripture, we're living in the latter rain movement.
但是我相信经上所说的, 我们现在就是在末后的那时候,
where there will be a nameless and faceless generation.
会有一群是人家所不知名的人.
People may never read the things that you've done for the Lord in a book.
可能众人在书上找不到你为神所做的.
But the world will know.
但是这个世界会知道.
The heavens will know.
天堂会知道.
And the Lord will see.
而且神会看见.
Amen. You just got to experience. How many of you guys got prophesied and blessed by someone and was touched by someone else in this room?
Yeah.
You don't even, they might not even know you at all, not know your history, not know where you're from, but the God who sees.
他可能不知道你的过去, 不知道你从哪里来, 但是神看见了,
sees you.
神看见你.
And again, he uses the nameless and faceless.
神用那群不知名的人.
He wants you to see the prophetic spirit. It's already in you. Amen.
神要你看见那先知性的灵就已经在你里面.
So Father, I thank you. Lord, for the spirit of boldness that is coming alive on the inside. To know that you have called us. Not because we are qualified. But simply because we are yours. Lord, thank you that you are the God who sees.
主, 谢谢你是看见的神,
that you see our yes. And the reach of our hearts. And thank you, Lord,
谢谢主,
that you use us as your hands, your feet. Your mouthpiece to testify to the reality of who you are. Lord, I say more boldness. More boldness.
更多的勇敢,
to know that we have been called and we have been chosen.
知道我们是被你呼召,
we thank you, we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
谢谢主, 我们用, 奉耶稣圣名祷告, Amen.
Amen. Though this space may end, don't stop. Continue responding to the Lord in obedience.
虽然这一场可能会结束，但是不要停止你向神的回应和顺服。
Might look foolish.
可能看起来很蠢。
But the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom.
但是神的愚拙比世人的聪明更有智慧。
Amen.
Amen.
His ways are not his way, our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts.
他的道路，他的意念，非同我们的道路和意念。
So maybe he'll have you go pray over someone. It doesn't make sense what you receive, but you just release it.
所以可能神会叫你为某个人祷告，可能你逻辑通不过，但是就是去释放出来。
I'm injecting fearlessness in you. Amen.
我正在向你们注入那个勇敢的灵。
You are made to be fearless before the Lord.
你是被神创造是要勇敢无惧的。
No more of this Asian judging. I need to have it perfect before I say anything. Amen.
不再有那些自我论断，觉得自己要很完美。
We're putting to death perfectionism. Amen.
我们要把完美主义定死。Amen 吗？
He just wants your yes.
他就是需要你回应。
So we just bless you guys for your lunch. Welcome our beautiful Stephanie.
所以祝福大家，让大家可以吃午餐。